today for you?
Yes, you can imagine. Always when you lose a game, which is difficult, and especially when you are losing the final. But the first thing that I want to do is to congratulate Norwich, because legal promotion, the players, the manager, the club, the crowd, because they are in Premier League next season. And after that, I just want to say that how proud I am of my players, of my chairman, of my club, of my crowd, because I arrived here 18 months ago, and the team was 2 points above the relegation position. We were around 14,000 people at the Riverside, and today the middle of the club is so with everybody that it's a Premier League club, and my job is to put this club in Premier League again.
Are you surprised how your team play like you wanted them to do today? You seem very lack the usual intensity.
No, it's not about the intensity, it's about the mistakes. When you make mistakes, it's difficult to win the games, and especially in one final. In one final, when you make one mistake, finally you are gonna pay that mistake. So, but I prefer to not speak about the mistakes, because we achieved to play here in Wembley as a team. So when we win as a team, and when we lose as a team.
You can use this experience next season, you'll be stronger next season?
Of course. I've been here for 18 months, and everybody told me that, for example, Watford took 3 seasons. Last season, I don't remember now who were the team who got promotion, but Burnley or Leicester took 3 seasons. Norwich was 3 seasons in Premier League. No, this season, last season, and Bournemouth, who did an amazing job, is not easy. For the reason, I prefer to think how good has been this season for us, how big a step we have done from the beginning of the season, and from I came here. So looking forward to next season. Why not? I have one more year contract, and when I came here, my objective was to put Middlesbrough Football Club in Premier League, and I said always that I couldn't choose best place to start my career, but there is Middlesbrough Football Club, and after this season, I am thinking the same. I am in the best club, with the best chairman, and with the best crowd.
Do you feel like you need major changes this summer, or could it be a case of just trying to add in certain areas to try and improve things for next season?
Let me think. No, we need to, especially the players, because it's, for me, I have experience, and I know it's hard. Very hard for me, but especially for the players and for the crowd, when they were very, very excited about this game, they need to recover again as soon as possible, and I want to transmit them just positive things.
I talk to bigger players than
you. Let me finish. And because it's not possible to start our pre-season in one month and a half, thinking about the last season. We have to think where we came from and where we are now. So this club is improving, this club is getting better every single day. And again, we have done a very big step, but we were not ready to play in Premier League next season. Excuse me?
How big a blow is this to you personally?
What?
The defeat.
Of course. I never like to lose, and especially one final. But when you have been manager for 18 months, when you are playing now against a team who played 3 seasons in Premier League, and we have done 150% to play this game, and today, except the mistake, we were fighting against them face to face. And again, we have to be proud of this season, because all of us have done the best. So if we couldn't get it, it's because we are not ready.
How big a decision was it, firstly, to play Patrick Bamford, and then secondly, to leave him on for the full 90 minutes with Patrick? Yeah. How big a decision was it, firstly, to start with him, and then secondly, to leave him on? He obviously hasn't been able to do a lot of training for the best part of the month now.
If I decided to put Patrick on the pitch, it's because he was 100%. And I was speaking with him, and I decided that he could play 90 minutes or 120 minutes. So he would play the 90 minutes because he was ready to play, and I thought that he was the best for the team.
Your coach arrived very late today, didn't it? And your players didn't get to warm up until almost 2:30. Did that have any effect? Because obviously both goals came quite early in the game. Did that mess with preparations?
No, because it's not the first time. We usually do something the same, because I like to manage how long before we are in the changing room. For example, I don't want to speak far long time ago, but against Brentford, for example, we arrived at the same time, and we beat them 2-1. So I prefer to arrive at that time, and it's not why we lost today.
Why was the coach? Can you just sort of clear up what happened? Why the coach was late? Just clear up events around it. What did happen?
No, because I didn't want to be in the changing room 1.5 hours, 1:15, or because I thought that it was when I thought, and I think that we 1:15, 1 hour before is enough, because sometimes to be a lot of time in the changing room for the players is more pressure. As a player, I prefer to arrive to the pitch and to go to the warm-up as soon as possible, because sometimes, if you are in the changing room a lot of time, it's a lot of pressure.
Were you held up by traffic getting here?
Yeah, but it wasn't a problem, because we knew that we are in London, we are not in Minnesota, so it's not a problem.
How do you, I know it's very early, but how do you look back on the season as a whole, if you have to sum up the kind of journey you've been on? How would you sum up the season as a whole, if you have to talk about the journey since last August, how would you sum that up?
If I have to put my team one mark, it's 15 over 10. Because, again, we had at the beginning of the season a lot of squads which had spent a lot of more money than us. We started the season with 9-10 players, and we played the final today. So for me, the season, again, once again, it was amazing, and we have to keep going in the same way, because again, we can't forget where we were 18 months ago. And where Norwich was 18 months ago.
Do you expect to have Bamford next season?